I would like to one more time point out the role now of the people in Bethlehem in this worshiping at the end. Just to go back quickly, when Boaz said to talk to Ruth, he said, "Everything has been reported to me about you." And there was only good report about her. You see, the position of this other closer relative, and we have seen through the studies, there was somebody in Israel who enjoyed the blessings that God had given him, and he tried to follow the law as far as he understood it. And this man refused to redeem Ruth or Naomi and then the inheritance from Elimelech. This man was not rebuked. He did as best as he could, as best as he understood, and left the true redemption to Boaz. Again, there was still peace about that in Bethlehem. When Boaz talks to this man, he calls him, "My friend, let's sit down and clarify an issue." All of that happened peacefully. All of that had the full support of witnesses and people in Bethlehem who really enjoyed to see restoration. And here at the end, the final statement of those women is really rejoicing along with her in verse 14. "Blessed be the Lord who has not left you this day without a close relative, and may his name be famous in Israel." Everybody involved was supporting this restoration. There could have been voices or thoughts about hesitation, but they did not prevail. And this is what we can all take home.